what he did unless I have what he had when he did what he did. And if I got what he had when he did what he did, then I can do what he did because I got what he had. Are you listening to me? First John, quick. 1 John 3, 2. And one more after this. 1 John 3, 2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be what? And we shall see him as he is. Last scripture, John 5, St. John 5. Oh, God, help us. Deliver us from fantasy land. Get us out of the fantasy, Lord. We don't want to be stuck in the fantasy anymore. Get us out of this fantasy. St. John 5, 19. Then answered Jesus, and he said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth. And he will show him greater works, watch this, that you may marvel. Folks, I believe it's time for our society to look at us and marvel.
Yeah.
Now look at this, 26, 27, last two scriptures. For as the Father hath life in himself, the life of God, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. In other words, the life of the Father is now the life of the Son. Verse 27, and hath given him authority or power to execute judgment, like Jesus executed judgment on that fig tree. Also, why? Why did he give him authority to execute judgment? Because he is the Son of Man. Now listen to what he said. This is why he gave him the power to execute judgment. Here's the Amplified. I want you to hear this. And he has given him authority and granted him power to execute, exercise, and practice judgment. How many of you know it's time for us to execute, exercise, and practice judgment? Oh, I tell you, I got to be so honest with y'all. I have so refrained from it in some areas. In some areas, in other areas, I've been strong in it. But in other areas, I just didn't want to see nobody get hurt. Over the last month, oh my God, I hate it. I hate it over the last month. There have been some radio people and some preachers to talk about me, and they're all dead. They're all dead. One guy opened his mouth up against me in the radio and died the next day. A disc jockey came and made fun of me on the radio, and his wife shot him. I'm thinking, Lord, what is this? He said, this is the judgment that comes from touching my anointed ones. And I said, well, you've always had anointed ones. He said, no, when the cycle and the sequence of what I want to do shows up, men better walk carefully. In other words, when God gets ready to do something and he's using a man at that time and there's a message out, you better shut your mouth. If you don't understand it, you just better shut up. Because any influence to try to stop what God's doing, he will remove. That's humbling. It's like Moses. You don't rejoice when you hear people, you know, his sister got leprosy because she got the run in her mouth and they put her out of camp. And Moses began to intercede, oh, God, for her. Please forgive her. She didn't know what she was doing. Miriam, you know, she got a little cocky, got a little high strung. Put her out of camp. Moses began to intercede. And that's what I'm doing. I'm like, intercede. Oh, God, please. I don't want to see that. You better watch your mouth, though. These are the last days. What you don't understand about men and women of God, just shut up.
Yeah.
Now, here's what I want you to get, and I'm closing. Exercise, practice. We got to start this. You got to start it. A storm's getting ready to tear your house up. Say, no, not my house. Speak to it. What? You got to practice executing judgment. I've already judged this year. It's already been judged. Victory, victory, victory. I don't care what happened. I've already executed judgment for this year. Yeah.